Welcome to the August 2024 episode of the In the Distance Oblivious Playlist podcast. I'm here with the lovely and talented and ever danceable Phoebe Fowler.
And I'm here with the nature-loving Big Al Hammond. Every month, we pick 11 songs of pretty much any genre or any time period that we put into a changing Spotify playlist. Our podcast will be an actual recording of our odd and ritual-filled ceremony we go through each month to select those songs.
Our podcast is never intended to be overly professional. It's basically unscripted, just two random people sitting around talking about music and why we often like,
but sometimes dislike,
each other's music tastes. August, Phoebe.
Welcome to August. It's going to be a very, very hot, humid August.
It's going to be a very and humid playlist.
Nice little segue there.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we've had a good summer. We went camping.
Yes, yes, we did.
And we actually traded this month's songs on
our
camping trip.
Yeah, that was fun.
In the lodge at Big Meadows. We had a lovely trip. We had exchanged lovely songs. I'm very excited about both of our playlists this time.
There's a lot to be excited about.
There's a lot of good songs.
I mean,
I always say
this, but I really struggled picking mine and yours.
Uh-huh.
Really. And
same.
Another day, I might make another decision.
Yep. You know? Yep. I totally agree. Any other thoughts about your submissions, my submissions, Carl's submissions?
I started out with probably 30, 35 songs in this, and embarrassingly, it wasn't until 4 or 5 days before we traded that I actually got it down to like 14.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, with that many songs, you know, it gets lost.
Yeah, yeah.
What you want to do, what theme, or if you have one that you want to go with, all of that stuff. But once I actually got it down to 10 songs, I was really happy with it,
mm-hmm.
which usually means that you won't like what I'm going to pick.
I think it's fair to say that there are 4 of both of our songs that I really, really, really like,
mm-hmm.
and that I really want to get in. And I really like all 10 of yours, but your numbers 2 through 7 or 8 were kind of like, they kind of got the same score, you know, like I liked them all, but like I couldn't, and like it really wasn't until last night that I figured out which of yours I was gonna pick.
Yeah, I pretty much figured out last
and
night.
And kind of the same for mine. I think I had 4 of mine that I liked a lot, and then the rest of them were kind of the same.
Yeah, I had that for yours too, and like there's definitely like a couple of yours that I need to get in. But it was very much a roller coaster of picking for me for your songs.
Mm-hmm. Same. So. Yeah. And a bunch of yours went up and down. Mm-hmm. And one of mine started out really high and then fell. But, you know, I really like all 20 of what we have come up with.
Yeah, there aren't any songs in here that I dislike, so.
Do you have a prediction about how you will do and how I will do?
I think.
And how Carl will do.
I think if Carl gets any more excited, your house might not be safe.
Yes, yes.
I think I'm going to get 7 right. I think you're going to get 8 right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We agree on
mine.
I
see you doing better.
I think I'm going to get 8. I think you're going to get 9.
Hmm. I'm glad at least one of us has the confidence.
No, I feel like mine are obvious, and
you always say that, and it's never that obvious to me.
Okay.
I'm always surprised when I get more than 8. And I'm like, oh shit. Are we sure?
I agree.
Should we double check?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And like those rare few times, like we've both gotten 10 right, I've just been like,
I've never gotten 10.
I thought you've gotten 10 before.
No, I have never gotten 10. You've gotten 10 at least twice. And maybe more than that. And I've never gotten more than 9. Damn it.
Well, if you get 10, then you have to buy a lottery ticket.
And fair enough.
I deserve just a little bit of that, maybe.
You do. You do.
If I get 10 and if I win, I will give you 10%.
That's excellent.
Uh-huh.
Multiply that by 3, maybe.
Anyway, as always, we come into this silly foolishness having submitted 10 songs to each other about a week ago. You can find the links to those submissions in our show notes. We're now going to take turns narrowing those 20 down, first to 10, and then to the 11 songs that will actually become our finished playlist for this month. I believe I am going to start off the ceremony by picking one of Phoebe's songs.
I am a little surprised that you went with Cicadas by Ken Pomeroy.
Why are you surprised?
I wasn't sure that you'd like it as much as I liked it.
I loved it, yeah.
Yay!
Yeah.
It's nice to know that you like this one too.
And this is one that, like, I don't think I liked it as much initially.
Mm-hmm.
I think I liked it initially, but I liked all of yours initially.
Yeah.
And I was like, but this definitely rose way up. There's also a video of this with her just doing solo guitar.
Ugh.
And I think you can tell she's a good singer from the studio track. She's a really good singer singing live. Yeah.
It well, shows I'm excited to see that.
Her gifts really well.
Yeah, I just love this. And it was kind of the same, like you said. Like, I liked it fine when I listened to it. And I don't know, the fourth or fifth listen, it just, it hit me.
Yeah.
And I felt the song.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Her voice in the video is different. It's sort of a higher pitch and sort of like almost like, I mean this as a compliment, like little girly. You know, it's like she has that really sort of like young timbre to her voice that's different and interesting that I don't think comes across as much on this.
It's so funny just comparing, because like you watch the videos and I don't, and part of me really likes that, but it's like when I find a song that I really like and I think for similar reasons that you like it, I haven't seen the video and you have, and it's funny that like sometimes I can sense that there is something extra about the song, maybe because it's the voice or it's because of the energy that they put into it or the feeling that it gives me, but I can't describe it that well. And then I watch a video and I'm like, God, that's what it was, right?
Having said that, though, there are some people that like, I'm really excited to see the video and it's really good. And then sometimes I'm really excited to see the video and it's kind of not really that great.
Yeah. You know? Not everything is a winner.
Exactly.
All right. Then next, I am picking one of your songs.
You are correct. You picked Firestarter by Honeysuckle.
Heck yeah.
Album of the same name came out in 2019. Honeysuckle is Holly McGarry and Chris Blonyars from upstate New York. They've been around not terribly long, but they have a bunch of albums out. And they sound really together.
Yeah,
like they sound like they know what they're doing. They've got a sound. They have refined it well. I'm just going to say this right away, though. Of any video made in the last 10 years, this is probably the most 1977 video that you will ever see in your life.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of videos, I have a feeling, that are going to be pretty good.
No, I am surprised at this. This is not one I thought you would pick.
I really like
it. Yeah. I think the thing that appeals to me so much about this is how, like I was saying, like how together they sound.
Yeah.
They just sound like they know each other
and
they know each other's style and they know how to put it together.
Yeah, you're right.
In a way that's compelling. Yeah, I'm impressed. I think it's time for me to pick one of my songs now.
Correct. This will be very telling.
This is Martin Sexton. The song is The Way I Am from the album The American. It came out in 1998. First of all, do you like this or is it sentimental silly crap?
It's sentimental silly crap and I like it.
It kind of is.
I'm very aware of what it is.
It kind of is.
There is something about Martin Sexton and like, there are a lot of songs like this, right, that are very sentimental and just like, okay, we get it. But I like him. I like him.
He just carries it off.
Yeah.
Like, and I just, think it's partly his vocal gifts. Like, yeah. He is a singer.
Yep.
And like,
he's a singer, but he also has like really good delivery and phrasing.
Yes. A lot of it's just, the phrasing.
Yeah. You just believe it.
And when you see the video of this, you will appreciate his vocal gifts even more. The man can sing. And the man can, like, he's a fun entertainer. And I've always had a soft spot in my heart for him and for this album. And, yeah, I was happy to find another song from this album that led me back to this song.
Nice.
Yeah. He's a musical sweetheart. Like, he's a lovely man. Yeah, he was probably more active early in his career. And I was surprised he only has, like, 50,000 listeners on Spotify.
Really?
Which, for somebody that's been around that long and is this talented.
I'd always considered him, like, really popular. Or I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
I agree.
Just, I remembered it that way.
Yeah. You know, he's not household word famous, but he's been around a long time.
Yeah.
He is still actively touring, and he'll be at the Tin Pan in October. Yep.
Ooh.
So we might want to think about that.
I mean, yeah, I'll think about that. Uh-huh. That's cool.
Are you ready to pick one of your songs?
Yes, I am. I feel like this may or may not be the decision you want me to make, but I'm going with Palmyra, their song Happy Pills, a single released of the same name in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love this. It's just so fun.
I started out really, really loving it, and I still like it, but others surpassed it for me.
But you don't hate it?
I don't hate it at all, and it's fun. You know, I mean, they clearly are three guys that have a lot of fun making music, and that's obviously appealing.
They are from Floyd.
I didn't know they were from Floyd. Yeah. I knew they were from
Shenandoah
Western
Valley.
Virginia.
Yeah. Which is pretty cool.
That
and
makes
they
sense.
Now live in Richmond. So.
Did
or
I
at least partly.
Yeah, I don't know that I knew that.
Yeah, I've never seen them playing anywhere, though.
Me neither.
And I've been watching the music scene like a hawk. I haven't really seen anything, but it would be cool to see them live.
I bet they're a lot of fun.
Yeah. You are picking one of yours and one of mine?
I'm picking one of yours.
Yeah. All right. You ready?
Yes.
I see you've gone with Saturn, Dirt May, from their album Gleam, released in 2019.
Yeah, I like this a lot.
Yeah. Oh,
and
so
I don't think I started out liking it.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, man. This
it just
is like,
it gets to you.
It's magical.
Yep. Everything about it, really. Like, her little fragile voice and just, like, that plucking. I'm so glad that you like it. There are sometimes, like, I'll submit songs like this, and I never know if you're going to get it like I get it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or just, likewise.
You know, have similar thoughts.
And, you know, like, a song can have quality on a lot of different levels, but sometimes somebody else just doesn't get it for the same reasons you do, and that's fine, you know? That's not a bad thing.
And it's often things that, like, you can't even explain.
Exactly, yeah.
You kind of just have to experience.
There's a magic there that I get that, why don't you get it?
Yeah.
You gonna pick one of mine? Is
correct.
That where we are? So that was five. You know what this is? It's the halfway point.
The halfway point. Correct. This should not be surprising.
It is not surprising.
Yeah. where the hell did you find this?
Lucky you. You have made a correct choice.
Did I have a choice?
I did not. I don't remember where I found this, but I heard this and I was like, okay, here's one Phoebe's gonna love and I love too.
Yeah, totally.
NPR All Songs Considered said of Tiana Esperanza, which is who we're listening to, I forgot to mention. The song is Buy You a New Attitude from the album Terror in 2023. NPR All Songs Considered said, quote, if she's not in consideration for Best New Artist for the Grammys, what's it take?
Yeah. Oh, man. I fucking love
she
this,
is,
man.
She is such a badass.
Yeah.
So this is one that I'm going to want your help with. There are two, actually more than two, but at least two really good videos for this song. One is from a live show, and that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And the other is a music video that we usually don't go for music videos. Mm-hmm. We usually go for the live version. But the video for this is really fun and really sassy.
She just seems like such a character.
Yes.
I just want to sit next to her and have a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just like watch her from a distance. Yeah. You know, like. And you hadn't heard of her before?
Nope.
Me never. Neither. Good find. Score one for me. Now I'm picking one of mine.
Correct. Last pick that you can make of your own songs. Yeah, I saw this coming actually.
This should not be a surprise.
It's not. It never is.
Devotchka returns for their third appearance with How It Ends from the 2004 album of the same name. This is kind of their signature song. This is maybe their best known song. It was featured in the trailer for the movie Everything Is Illuminated.
Oh, didn't know that.
And it was sort of a breakthrough that led them to a wider audience. This is their third appearance with us, Queen of the Surface Streets, mm-hmm. from June of 2023, and All the Sand in All the Sea from April of this year.
I just love them. Everything that I've heard from them. Ugh.
The more I listen to this band, the more in love with them I am.
Yeah, seriously.
They write smart, interesting stuff, but it's almost more the way they seem to know how to turn it up and down.
Yes.
They've got this, like, in a good way, sense of drama mm-hmm. in their music.
Yep.
And, like,
exactly.
You
That's
get
exactly
the sense
what it is.
That, like, they know how to intensify and pull back, and they know how to play to an audience.
Yeah, you phrased that well.
I'd highly recommend watching any live concert stuff videos that you can find of theirs. They're so amazing performing live.
Yeah, you're right. They do have that drama, you know, and it's all about their timing. And
yeah.
When did you find them again, originally?
I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember. I like the Wikipedia description of their music. It attempts to list genres that they fall into.
Yeah.
Quote, gypsy punk, dark cabaret,
gypsy punk.
Indie folk, indie rock, gothic country.
Whoa.
Right?
I've never heard of that one before. That's actually impressive.
Well, I remember the Be Good Tanyas were listed by somebody as playing goth bluegrass, which I think is an even better
goth
description.
Goth bluegrass.
For me.
I don't know if we've already made this comparison, in a very brief comparison, to U2. It's like, it's what you wanted U2 to be.
Yeah.
And
or it's U2 played dark cabaret and gypsy punk music instead of annoying stadium rock band. Yeah, that's a good comparison. Mm-hmm. They both have a drama.
Yes.
And this
definitely takes it to another level.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'm picking my last song.
Okay.
We're listening to Analog by Folk Bitch Trio, released in 2023.
What a great name for a band.
Right? Oh, I could not have thought of a more perfect name. They are Australian, by the way.
You had a few Australians.
I did.
In your little
when I was
selections
doing,
this time.
I did not know at the time, but like going back, I was like, wait, why do I have so many Australians?
I was looking yours up, and the first three or four I looked at were all Australian. I was like, okay, there's a theme here.
It was an unintentional theme, but I'll take that.
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
Have you ever seen a video of three women sort of dressed as Arthurian knights in chainmail?
What?
With fake sword fighting, but the setting is like a bad 70s home movie?
I'm gonna go with no.
I bet you will soon. And listeners, if you check out no other videos, this is worth seeing just for like the wonderful absurdity of it. I don't know that it's my favorite video, but it's mm-hmm. like, it's very much worth seeing.
Yeah. Did you like this?
I don't think I liked it as much as some of your stuff. And there's stuff, there's things that aren't going to get in that I want to get in.
I also want some other things in too.
But I do. I love them, and I love their harmonies, and I love their energy. And this is a very fun song. Do you remember where you found them?
They had been on my radar. I found them through...
You were just searching for folk bitches?
Mm-hmm. Maybe I found them through Andy McMahon rabbit holing or something. Uh-huh. That makes sense.
So that was 8?
Yes.
Where are we? Is that 8?
That was 8.
Man.
So you are picking one of my next.
Yes.
I have to be intelligent.
Yes. My last pick of the day.
We ready?
Yes. No surprise. No surprise at all. And we're also staying with your Australian theme.
Seriously. Oh my gosh. I'm so glad that you picked this.
This was not even close to the best song in your playlist.
Yeah, I agree. We're listening to Ruby Gill once again. Their song, Your Mom, from a single released in 2018. They were previously in the playlist already with your song, which is also fantastic.
Oh. You should do this for a living.
Yep. Yeah, this is so good.
This is just an artist who is in control.
Yeah.
Like she, they, I'm not sure which.
They,
thank you, is fully formed. They're just a fucking badass. Mm-hmm. And when you see the video for this,
it's
they're playing in a small room, mm-hmm. like a house party kind of thing. Just them and their guitar. Mm-hmm. And like, I knew they could sing.
Yeah.
I knew they had a voice, but like...
It's not even just the voice. I don't know if you've already made this comparison, but they definitely remind me of Angie McMahon with that back of the very throaty emotional delivery, mm-hmm. where you're just like, it's like a wave crashing. You have no choice but to like fucking give in to that.
Yeah. They feel like they've got something
they
need to tell you.
Yes.
And
yes.
they tell you and like...
And they do it very well.
I put a note like, we should all hope to be Ruby Gill when we grow up, right?
Yeah. I would love to be just...
Such admiration.
A third of the badass that they are.
Ugh.
Oh, I'm so glad you picked it, yay!
Oh, I have to. Are you ready?
I am picking one of yours. That'll be the 10th song
that
here.
That will be the 10th song.
Get ready.
You've made a wonderful choice. The song is Be Careful. The artists are Maddie Diaz, S.G. Goodman, and Joy Oladokun. It's a single from 2022. It's a Patty Griffin song.
Mm-hmm.
And Patty Griffin has a special place in the hearts of anybody who loves Americana, singer-songwriter kind of music. Did you know that Patty Griffin and Robert Plant were a couple for many years?
What?
Mm-hmm. Right?
I did not know that.
So Patty Griffin wrote the song, but Diaz added the fourth and final verse, which is particularly moving. Do you know Maddie Diaz?
No, I don't.
I didn't either, but she's somewhat well-known.
Okay.
Pennsylvania-born, she has a Peruvian mother and a piano-playing Danish father who was also in a fairly well-known Frank Zappa tribute band.
Whoa.
Right? S.G. Goodman, of course, we know, who's been in the playlist before for Teeth Marks, and we love her dearly. Joy Oladokun, both parents are Nigerian. She grew up in Arizona listening to country and folk music, as well as Bob Marley and Lauryn Hill. A video of Tracy Chapman inspired her to learn the guitar.
That's so cool.
And tell me why you like this, other than the obvious.
I love harmony trios anyway, but I love how different all of the voices are. Man, and it's so, so good. It's like it just melts together. It's moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they all three sort of bring something interesting and different and wonderful.
I never would have thought to put these voices together, and yet here we are.
So I also have a very special video present for you.
Ooh, okay.
I love the contribution that Joy Oladokun makes here. Like, her voice is sweet and wonderful. but there's a video of Matty Diaz as Chica, and on the third voice, Courtney Marie Andrews.
Excellent.
Right? Man. And she brings her own weird little Courtney Marie Andrews-ness. I'd like to hear more of all three of these women.
Dvachka was my favorite. This is fighting for that favorite spot.
I'm so glad you picked this.
Yeah.
Because
was there a choice though?
I hope not. It's such a wonderful, thoughtful song.
Yeah.
And three beautiful, wonderful voices singing.
Love it.
We have 10 wonderful songs.
We do.
That I think, maybe with one obvious outlier, a wonderful outlier, go together really well.
I think, I bet we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we will.
I have an outlier of my own, so.
Good stuff.
Yep.
Thanks, baby.
Yeah, thank you.
At this point, we've picked our 10 songs. So now we're going to compare our ballots that we marked before our ceremony began to see how we each did.
Player number one, who rotates each month, who in this case is Big Al Hammond, will ring the chime of Thelonious, the number of rings corresponding to his correct number of picks.
Then Phoebe, who is player number two, will ring the chime in the same manner. Whoever has the most correct votes will then pick two songs.
And these songs can either be ones that didn't get picked already from this playlist or any other song.
And the loser in the voting will select one of those two songs for the final 11th pick.
So in case of a tie, which sometimes happens, we have a tiebreaker. Our mascot signed foul ball from a Richmond Flying Squirrels game, also known as the Squirrely Ball of Confusion, will decide any ties in the voting process.
Whoever holds said ball, which is now me, will thereby be pronounced the winner in case of a tie, and therefore the Lord Protector of Frank, also known as the Primate of All-Star Supremacy for the following month.
So, Big Al, I think you're up with the chime.
That's it.
Seven?
Seven.
Okay.
Seven. I got seven. I'm not proud of it, but I got seven. Actually, I am proud of it. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Seven. I feel like if you could at least get five right.
You got to get five. You almost have to get five.
Dear God, please get at least five.
If you get less than five, you did something wrong.
All right.
Here you go. You got the eight. You got the eight.
Oh my
Congratulations.
God. I'm actually really surprised.
I'm not. Like we were saying, I thought you would do slightly better than me, but congratulations.
Hurrah.
Yeah, that's good.
You still have the Squirrely Ball of Confusion.
I do
though.
Still have the Squirrely Ball.
So there's chance for an upset.
There's a chance I could come back next month. I might have won 2 months in a row.
You did win 2 months in a row.
So it's high time you take Frank home with you.
Thank you.
And have Frank
and
fun.
And forget him again.
Exactly.
So as the winner of this month's playlist and the newly crowned Lord Protector of Frank, the two songs that I'm selecting for Big Al to pick from are What Is Love by Lara Lynn and Dylan LeBlanc, and Grow Again by Mo Reed. So, Big Al, what's our final pick going to be? I see you've chosen What is Love by Lara Lynn and Dylan LeBlanc.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah, I like this one.
So she's been in our playlist before.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while. Not super early, but...
I was trying to remember how
long I wrote it down. Let me check my notes. October 2021, What You Done. And I love that song.
Yeah,
I think I maybe like that song better than this song.
Oh, yeah?
But they're both sweet. And she's got a good, soulful, sultry kind of voice. I think she's well served by doing sort of darker material with her voice.
This is kind of moody.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And this was from an album she did with a bunch of duet-y kind of things, right?
Yes. Plays well with others.
Exactly.
The album.
Which is a good name for that.
Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic name. Yeah, I'm a fan. Did you listen to some of the other ones? Or?
I think I did a couple.
Yeah.
And I think I like this one better than most of them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, I think we have 11 songs that go together really well.
Yep.
I think we did a good job.
I think
you kicked my ass, but you deserve to.
By literally one song?
Well, I just did badly. But I was sort of expecting to do badly, so it's all good.
I actually don't think seven. If I get above seven, I think I've done a really good job.
Seven is something of an accomplishment.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Thank you as always, baby.
Of course,
I think we did
thank
good.
You.
And so we're gonna have a little musical interlude, and we'll be back in a few, and we'll talk about some songs that didn't get in, some videos, some general fun revelry, and all that good stuff.
Keep listening.
So welcome back, friends. Phoebe and I have spent a little time here looking at some videos and going over some stuff that we liked and didn't like. And we thought we'd spend a few minutes here talking about some of the songs that did not get in.
Yes.
Do you have any thoughts on either stuff that of mine that you wanted to get in, or stuff that yours that you wanted to get in, or stuff you're glad you didn't get in, or anything? What would you like to talk about, Phoebe?
I would say the only song I really wanted to get in of yours, probably that Erin Embry.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. The Raven song. Especially after seeing that video of him on the piano.
I know, yeah. His piano playing is kind of magical.
Yeah, it's a good sight to see, for sure.
That song, Raven's Song, was featured in a movie called Wish I Was Here from 2014. I don't know the movie, but that's kind of cool. He's 48 years old. And yeah, that's just a beautiful, like the piano, and that's so interesting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it comes across in the studio version, but this is why I like watching these videos that you curate for us.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
It just takes it to the next level. It adds a different element. Definitely.
Uh-huh.
That one, I also really liked, I have to say, The Water Flowing Downward by Andrea Von Campen.
Yeah.
I really like that song.
That was an interesting one that, like, I forget what I took. I think I had too many good songs.
Yep.
And I took something out that I wanted to get in that I didn't think would get in this month. And so I just picked something that was further down the list as filler. That was my number 10.
Yeah.
And that was that. And then the more I listened to it, I was like, wait a minute, this is really good.
It's so funny how they sneak up on you.
I know,
like that.
Right? Yeah. I did not think I was going to like that song. Another thing that I love about that video, I like that she looks nothing like I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You hear this song and, like, I at least picture this sort of dark Southern European, maybe even Latina, like dark hair, dark eyes, sultry, a little mysterious.
Nope.
And like
she's a kindergarten teacher.
She looks like your best friend from high school's little sister who was like in debate club and played second chair flute and never talked to anybody, you know?
I mean, for my own, do you have any ones that you really want to
of yours? Like, I really like that Joan Shelley.
I wasn't expecting you to like it that much.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I liked it. It's like I said earlier, you know, you have these songs and you listen to them for a while. And some of them I've been listening to for, I don't know, at least 8 weeks or so, right? You kind of convince yourself of things and you're like, oh, I really like the song, but do I like it?
Mm-hmm.
Will Big Al like it? Like,
she's
how long
one
have
of
I
those,
listened to it?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. And it fell victim, I think, to that for me.
Uh-huh.
But it makes me happy that you really like it.
She's one of those people to me that,
so
like,
validating.
She's not, like, in your face amazing, but she just, like, she's steady and smart and compelling and writes interesting, thoughtful songs that are not, like, blow you out of the water impressive, but just really good and really smart.
It kind of reminds me a little bit of, I mean, their tones are entirely different, of Laura Marling. I feel like some of her songs are like that too, where it's just...
I don't disagree.
I have definitely had to listen to them a few times, because I wanted to, but you, at some point, it clicks and you get it. For me, I have to say...
Yes, tell me.
I need to know what you thought of that Maureen.
I did not care for that as much.
I thought... To be fair, I sense that you were either going to really like it and get it, or you just you wouldn't like it.
I didn't dislike it, and I wouldn't have been upset if it gotten in, because it's fun and they seem like an interesting artist, and you know, I enjoyed listening to it, but it was not my favorite of yours by any stretch.
What did you think of the Teskey Brothers? No! All right, Big Al made a face, we know what that means.
I get that he slash they have some talent, and he slash they
some talent
can sing
does.
Some blues.
Oof.
You know what it is? Oof. It's a blues version of the Mariah Carey effect. It's kind of like...
I wouldn't go that far.
It's kind of like...
I feel like you're being extreme.
It's kind of like... It's not quite that extreme. But it's kind of like, so you take somebody like St. Paul and the Broken Bones, right? And it's like, you know...
I knew you were going to make this St. Paul...
You know where to go. You know how far to take it,
mm-hmm.
but you know how far not to take it. And for me, it's like...
I don't think it's
overdone, though. Turn it down to a 7. Like, you don't have to turn it all the way down, but turn it down to a... Take it from an 8.5 to a 7, you know? It's like... Just like,
you're telling me if you sounded like that, you wouldn't be annoying the shit out of me every day with that voice? Is that what you're saying?
I totally would be. But, and you would be falling all over me, and I would love that. But that doesn't mean that's the best use of your art.
I get where you're coming from. But you're wrong.
fair enough.
I get the talent, and I get your point. In that song, I don't think it's too over the top. I mean, of course, this is my own opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't think it goes egregiously too far.
It's a little too far for me.
No.
But I respect the talent. I respect the voice. I respect the talent. I respect what they're
doing. I get that you have a voice like that, like you're saying, but if you know... On a scale from 1 to 10, you're 12.
Mm-hmm.
Would you not go there at least a few times, at least once?
You can go there, but only go there like once in a song. Like it's like too
much. Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know?
Okay.
It's like,
I see what you're saying.
It's like know when to turn it up and know when to dial it back.
It was perfect for me.
That's great. That's great. I'm happy for you and I'm happy for you and various Teskeys that you choose to fantasize about. That's awesome.
Anywho, yeah. That's my own business.
I got one song I want to talk about.
Okay.
I'm not saying I even wish it got in, because like I liked it a lot initially and then I kind of fell back on it, but I still want to talk about it. The Danny Michelle Fur and Finn.
Yep.
Feather Fur and Finn.
Yep. I had selected that as one of picks I thought that you would pick.
Yeah. So one of the reasons that Danny Michelle appeals to me is that he has a video series. He has a YouTube series called Dan Space Fan.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. It's a mobile web series.
Dan Space Fan.
That takes place in an original customized 1978 GMC Vandura van, airbrushed originally, not by him, airbrushed originally in a 1980 Star Wars theme.
Whoa.
It has a fake license plate, NCC-1701.
Ooh.
The first series of the web series was called Where No Van Has Gone Before.
Oh my God.
The show, like it's an interview thing, right?
It's a theme.
Right, he drives around and interviews people in the back of the van, right? And he's had both famous people like Steve Wozniak and astronaut Chris Hadfield. But he's also had the Milk Carton Kids, Bahamas, lots of other musical names that I didn't recognize. And he like has them in the back of the van.
That's pretty cool.
He interviews the famous people. The musician people do sets in the back of his van.
I love
that.
The
whole thing is Star Trek themed. There were two vans that were owned by brothers or cousins or something. One of them is the Star Trek theme and the other one I have forgotten, but is an equally weird theme. I just love that story. That's the end of that story.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wanted to know what you thought of that Jesse Woods, Nothing's Warm as It Is.
I liked that a lot.
Okay, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was also one that I thought that you would really like or you'd be annoyed by for some reason, and also that it was way too short. I thought it was too short, so I wasn't really going to pick it.
I voted for the Jesse Woods, and it was my number five, and I wasn't sure about it. But I did like it a lot, and I've started out kind of not liking it, but something about,
do you know
like
why?
I know why I did like it.
Okay.
It's because like the chord changes are weird.
Uh-huh.
Like
yeah.
The chord stuff is unusual.
I feel
unusual
like I'm
enough.
Starting to get.
You're starting to figure out.
I'm
algorithm.
Starting to figure you out after
right.
6 years
exactly,
together,
right.
However long
uh-huh.
we've been together.
Something about the chord changes in it, like. Pushed it away from being so predictable.
Yeah. Yep.
And that was a good thing. Were there any videos that we looked at that particularly you liked or didn't like of stuff that did get in?
I have to admit, the three woman knights situation.
Isn't that just like fucking amazing? Like, yeah.
I really liked the video though.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah. You're talking about the Folk Bitch Trio.
Yeah,
with Analog.
The Folk Bitch Trio.
Right.
The Folk Bitch Trio. The Tiana Esperanza.
Mm-hmm. That's just a winner. That
was pretty good.
I will take major points for finding that show.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I also really like the Ruby Gill that you found. I mean, just watching them anyway, there's no way that you won't be completely just fucking
enraptured. We have some seriously good videos for you this time, folks.
I will say that my opinion has changed for the better after watching these videos.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Like, especially the cicadas.
Uh-huh.
Ken Pomeroy.
Uh-huh, oh, yeah.
That video was so good.
Yeah.
And I totally get what you mean about, like, that... The youthful.
Uh huh. She has like this squeaky, funny
that,
little voice
yeah.
that you sort of hear in the live in the studio version, but comes across so much more live.
It's
and
so
it's
distinct.
Very, very compelling, and also kind of fits the song. Or
it does.
Yeah, somehow it works.
And that Martin Sexton. I already liked the song anyway, but
he's such a he's just a jewel of a human being. He's a sweet, sweet man.
And you said he's going to be playing locally?
He's playing in Richmond in October.
We might have to look at that.
We might have to look that one up. Yep. It might be expensive. That's the downside.
Yeah,
but
sure.
We'll see. And I will give major props to the wonderful Devotchka video at Red Rocks. Please, listeners, please go watch that one as well.
That might be the one of, well, I'll say one of the highlights of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Of this podcast.
If you had to pick a favorite video of the ones that did get in, which would you pick?
It's not fair. I'll go with the Ken Pomeroy, only because I was surprised it was better than I imagined. Mm-hmm. And I like being surprised in that sense.
Yeah.
You know?
Positive.
Like, I already knew Devotchka was going to be really good at this. It's Devotchka. Mm-hmm. And Moving and Ruby Gill, they speak for themselves. So I'm going with a new artist and overall, you know, video.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I'm still holding out for the Ruby Hill. They just own me. They're so.
You know what I find incredibly interesting?
What's that?
Angie McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
Ruby Hill.
Yes.
Probably don't like men.
I know. I know.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I don't know that I have a sexual romantic crush as much as a musical crush on Ruby Gill.
The musical crush is real, though.
The musical crush
sometimes
is real.
Sometimes it's even stronger. But
I want
like,
to
I don't know anything about you, but I fucking love you.
I want to do all kinds of things to Angie. I want to do more to Angie than I do to Ruby.
But neither
one of them has any interest in at all
cut.
In me. And that's all going to get cut out.
And like, there's something hot about that, though.
Right.
It's like, I support you.
Thank you.
I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you, boo.
If you have a chance with any and all, I feel like you should take the chance.
I fully support your interest in any and all Teskies.
Yes, Klein. Tesky brothers.
Thank you for listening. Both our Spotify playlist and our silly little podcast are recorded and updated and released around the first of each month. We recorded every month in the warm and cozy hug of the OML Studios in downtown Manchester, Richmond, Virginia.
If you've enjoyed our podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to our Finish Order playlist on Spotify by searching for In the Distance Oblivious.
You can visit our podcast home on the internet at itdo.name, where you can find links to all of our playlist fun, our intro episode, as well as videos of a lot of the songs that we're talking about. Feel free to email us with questions or suggestions at music@itdo.name.
Thanks to Eagle Rare Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey for help in recording this month.
Our theme music is from Red Eye by E's Jammy Jams, accordion music by Andrew Wang, and we find a lot of our great background music from Blue Dot Sessions. All of our music credits are always listed in our show notes.
Thanks to Palmyra.
Thanks to Ruby Gill.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Joe.
And thanks, Frank.
Please keep listening. Tell your friends.
You know, I don't like the way I am.
But I'm gonna change the way I am.